netcasting from Chicago, Los Angeles, and Sydney. You're listening to this week's FX Podcast from FXGuide.com.
Hi, welcome to this week's FX Podcast. I'm John Montgomery from London, along with Mike Seymour. Mike, what the hell are we doing in London?
Dude, I've been seriously asking myself that question. I mean, at some level, I think we're exhausted, right? Like, I was talking to you yesterday in the hotel suite, and you were like, and I started talking. I turned around, and I was in the kitchen doing stuff because we got a suite here at Trafalgar, which is great, quite large and luxurious, and wow, great. Anyway, point is, I come back from the kitchen, John asleep. So, oh, dude, okay. Like, right, clearly what I was saying wasn't that interesting.
No, it was. I'm sorry. I didn't mean no, it wasn't interesting. It's just I was tired. So,
anyway.
We are here in Europe, traveling around, prepping and gaining knowledge for FX PhD Term 3, presenting papers in London and Mumbai, as well as doing some consulting.
As well as doing some really cool interviews for FX Guide.
Yeah, we're really generating some great stuff here.
So in coming weeks, we'll be rolling out the stuff from the interviews that we're doing throughout Europe here on FX Guide. And the first one is something that's of personal interest to me, I guess, because I do a fair amount of on-set stuff, as you know. And this is a new addition to Stitcher.
Yeah, it's the version 5.5, I believe, of Stitcher Unlimited, which was just released last week. And chance enough, we happened to be in the south of France at RealViz World Headquarters and had the opportunity to talk to them about what this has. And the key factor in this one is the ability to stitch fisheye.
Yeah, I mean, the optical properties of a fisheye lens, you know, clearly are quite complex. And I think increasingly people are actually using fisheye lenses on set rather than using mirror balls. And I think the reason for that is recently, like in the last, what, year or two, it's been possible to get CCDs that will allow a full fisheye lens to have the complete circular image on the, you know, the resulting image. Whereas at the earlier models, you'd end up with a circular image that was sort of letterbox effectively, mm-hmm. like left and right.
So we were down there, and again, as part of the FX PhD term, we're talking about a lot. We'll be talking about that after we listen to this interview.
Yeah, but in Sophia Antropolis, is that, did I say that right? I can't even speak French. I can do a bit of Japanese, but you do French, right?
Sounds great to me.
How do you pronounce it?
Just yeah? What you say.
Okay, cool. Okay, so what we did is we sat down and talked to the guys about the, and for those of you that actually have listened to the FX PhD podcast when I've been tripping out on Espresso, I thought this was so funny because this version, there's now like a domestic version of Stitcher. There's the normal professional version of Stitcher, and then this one is what's called Stitcher Unlimited DS, which stands for double shot, which I just thought was killed me. Anyway, so the point about this is that you can now take two images with a sort of like slightly more than 180 degree fisheye lens, obviously front and back, and it'll stitch those two together and produce one image. And this is particularly interesting when we got the guys from RealViz to open up as to what's coming in version 6 and their plans for HDR, which I think is an exclusive. I'm not aware of them ever having discussed this before. So,
yeah, it's really quite an interesting conversation. Why don't we go ahead and join that now? Now, Mike spoke in Sophia Antopoulos with Luc Robert, who is the CTO and co-founder of RealViz, and kind enough to take the time to talk to us. So let's go ahead and join that conversation now.
I've got to say, I'm absolutely thrilled to death to be here in the hallowed hall, the inner sanctum of the tech headquarters of RealViz. Luc, thank you so much for inviting us to be here today.
Well, thanks a lot for you to visit us.
You guys have so many cool products. When did you first start RealViz or co-found the company?
Well, we started the whole thing in March 1998.
98.
So that's a little bit more than 8 years ago.
Well, I'd love to talk about all your products, but we're not. We're just going to talk about one of them. It actually is one of my favorites, but we're just going to focus today on Stitcher because there's a new version out. Stitcher 5.5?
Yep.
Which in French would be what?
Stitcher 5.5.
Okay, great, because I'm just so bad at French. I'm so sorry. The guys have been really generous in letting us come and have a look at some of the things they're working on here in the south of France. By the way, really bad place to work on the French Riviera. I mean, I don't know how you put up with it. It's
Yeah, we complain every day about all that sun. And
Now, the reason we want to talk about Stitcher 5.5 is that it's very relevant to the visual effects industry. In fact, I've been a big fan of Stitcher for ages. Gosh, at the Sydney Olympics, I actually used it to do two panoramas of the main stadium, one in daylight and one in darkness and with the lights on. And then we actually panned around the stadium and went from day to night in one shot. And I mean, ever since then, I've just been in love with it. But up until now, we've had a bit of a problem when on set, there's been a trend to move from doing mirror balls to, say, taking reference shots using a fisheye lens. And it was kind of hard stitching those fisheye lenses together, but 5.5 really addresses that, doesn't it?
Yeah. So with Stitcher 5.5, you can stitch whatever fisheye lenses you want. There are different kinds of fisheye images. Either you can see the whole circle or part of the circle or full-frame fisheye where you don't see any cropped circle. Every pixel is an image pixel. And all those cases can be handled by Stitcher 5.5. As well as the number of images, just like before.
So there's actually three versions of Stitcher, aren't there? Just give us the three products.
Yeah, so Stitcher, the basic version is Stitcher Express. The intermediate version is Stitcher Pro, and the top version, the high-end version, is Stitcher Unlimited.
And when you talked about stitching different fisheyes together, maybe you can just explain those for people that are listening. So clearly, some of the even, you know, almost professional level CCD digital cameras didn't have a film back large enough so that when you put a fisheye lens on it, the whole circle would be contained inside the frame. So we'd get something that was, in fact, a fisheye, but it would be clipped kind of top and bottom, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that you can deal with. But the other thing is you can actually deal with a camera that can take the entire fisheye as a circular image and be actually up more than 180 degrees.
Yeah, we can deal with that. And actually, recently, we came out with a new version of Stitcher named Stitcher Unlimited DS. It's just an additional option that allows to stitch even only two images, two fisheye images, one front, one back. Which in the 5.5 without the DS option is not possible. You can only handle three or more.
And so if I was on the unlimited version, would that be an additional thing that I'd buy, or would that be I'd have to buy that at the outset? How does that work?
Yeah, the DS would be an additional option to buy. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've had a look at that, and that's pretty astounding because we literally had a shot looking we're looking north, standing in a room, mm-hmm. and another shot looking south. And we just stitched that together straight away, and then of course could immediately do a spin around in the room.
So that's what DS will do. DS stands for double shot, in fact, just like the espresso. that's what it does as long as you have more than 180 degrees in the field of view.
And then we can also balance those images, can't we? So it doesn't have to be two, of course. We can balance any number of images from the original Stitcher through. But that's an important part of the stitching process. It's not only a geometrical solution. It's actually an optical or level-based solution.
Yeah, yeah. All the algorithms for equalization and everything are still present and will work the same for these different kind of images.
And I noted that it's probably less relevant to the visual effects industry, but I noted for those people that wanted to do a full panorama with, say, two shots, and the tripod would naturally be in shot, that you've actually got a quick tool now for just masking that tripod, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. You can input an image that will just be placed there at the right position so that it hides the nadir.
I think it's really great because I've got to say there was a bit of a concern with some of the later releases of Photoshop because they started to deal with stitching and stuff, that you guys would somehow ease off on Stitcher development and focus on some of the other products in the range, because you do have a lot. But clearly with this version, we're seeing a complete commitment from RealViz to the Stitcher product line.
Yeah, definitely. Stitcher, we have a very big community of Stitcher users now. And we definitely listen to them and their requirements. And with the fisheye feature and the DS option as well, I think we answer to a very important question they had.
So we're on version 5.5, as you said, and there are other versions coming, presumably. You can't really talk about them now, but there's a bunch of stuff coming down the pipeline, right?
Oh, yeah. So one of the urgent things we have to do is to address all the population of Mac users who bought a new machine and they would like Stitcher to run universal binary. So we'll do that very quickly. And we have also a lot of users asking for HDR support within Stitcher.
Ah, so does that mean we're going to see HDR support?
Yeah, that means that you're going to see HDR support probably someday, and sooner than later.
Man, the second that you have HDR support, because that's something that I've been thumping on for just forever, because the ultimate thing on set, from my point of view, is to do bracketed fisheye lens shots front and back, and then just produce an HDR high resolution using a high digital camera. And so the second that you have that, or even you've got the hint of that, please let us know, because we'd love to post anything about that, because that would be huge.
Yeah. But,
And so are you willing to commit to any time frame on that, or is it just coming soon?
Yeah, I would say coming soon.
Excellent. All right. Well, if I don't see it before, then I'll definitely be looking for it at NAB time frame.
I can say a bit more. Our guys are working on it right now.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, that's really, really good. So 5.5 is out as we speak. How do you get a copy of with the DS? Is that available right away?
Yeah, it's available right now.
And this week. The Stitcher community itself is obviously beyond the visual effects community. So for those people that are worried, you actually have what? How many actual users of Stitcher out there?
Well, we have approximately 20,000 copies of Stitcher out there. So the number of active users, of course, is not the same, but a few thousand.
Brilliant. Well, I'm definitely one of them. And actually, I'm running it right now on a Universal Mac, and it runs fine using the Rosetta. I mean, it's quite responsive and no problem whatsoever, but I'm sure the Universal version will be that much faster. Anyway, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And
okay,
the second
welcome.
That you have anything on the HDR version, you just got to let us know, because we'll post it in the forums and on the site.
Okay, got the message. Thank you.
Wow, what a great thing to happen to be in Sophia Anthopoulos at the day a new product comes out. Really great to be able to talk to those guys. Appreciate them taking the time, because we spent a considerable amount of the day with them.
Oh, yeah, but plus also it was funny, because when Luke opened up about the HDR stuff, which I have been hammering on them for like, what, a year or two, right? And I was like, Can we say that? And he was like, whatever. You know, it's you guys.
We're happy to do that. So really great insights into that.
Because having an HDR pipeline with Stitcher is, I think, totally pivotal. You know, and I mean, the thing is, as people who've seen any of the live events of FX Guide will know, I prefer Stitcher over Photoshop, because while Photoshop is good, it doesn't actually do the blending as well. And so there are a lot of aspects of Stitcher that really exquisitely tuned, not least of which is also the export range that you can get, like, for example, the box projections and stuff, mm-hmm. which are all really important when you're doing 3D. So, yeah, no, I'm definitely getting that one, man.
Yeah, really good product range that they have there at RealViz. Now, RealViz is not the only place that we've stopped at during this trip to Europe as well. It's an image processing tour of Europe, in essence.
Oh, totally. And we're doing stuff here in London, of course. We're talking to post houses and key directors and a whole bunch of people, but also we've been talking to people doing the actual technology behind 3D tracking.
Yeah, and that doesn't just include camera tracking. That involves a lot of different things that are closely tied to that, but things like rigid body tracking, motion tracking, in fact. RealViz has some products now that they're doing motion tracking.
Non-rigid body tracking and depth and texture mm-hmm. extraction stuff is all phenomenally interesting. And it's really opening up an entire world of visual effects. Like, I get really excited when we come across something like, say, optical flow or this 3D tracking technology, and you just see it, well, okay, now we've got this, and then I can see what the next step is, and then you start to see the window where that's leading. And quite frankly, over the next 5 or 10 years, this stuff is the stuff that's going to take off, because it's so computationally expensive, it's going to benefit from the vast increases that we're naturally going to get from computer technology.
Yeah, we've really gotten some great insight into that on this trip, and just as a point, we'll be covering a lot of this stuff in our FX PhD sister site in Term 3.
Yeah, I mean, this is no way we can go into enough depth here on FX Guide, because we're literally devoting hours to sitting down with each of the guys who wrote the actual algorithms, and
they don't do that with.
No. Like the guys in Germany were like, they were so generous. They spent a whole day with us discussing algorithms on epipolar projection geometry stuff and why they didn't use it. initially on their algorithms, and they went for Newtonian response and just went huge amount of detail. And I was just like, freaking A. I was like a kid in a candy store, wasn't I?
Yeah, it really is.
I know that I studied pure maths, right? And I know that obviously I got a natural bias towards that. But having said that, this is the difference between being on set and being able to totally nail it. And then that other sort of thing where you go, well, we'll throw it at Bougie or whatever and hopefully it'll work. And if it doesn't, then I don't know.
I'll throw it in another app and try it. And and it's really critical to understand the algorithm and the basis of how tracks are made, so that if you do run into that problem, or as you say, on set, that you can really communicate much more effectively to get what you need. And so we'll be covering that on FXPC. We'll be covering that here as well a little bit.
I'm sorry, I'm just busting. Because we also had some really cool tips, right? Like some of those cool tips with from Lord of the Rings, with the clouds and the tripping up the zoom lens stuff to be able to solve really complex zoom shots that we did yesterday. That was just so cool. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just really excited.
It is a good thing. And as Mike said, also in addition to this stuff, we're also dropping by our friends at various facilities here in town, places like Double Negative, who... we, of course, have done several podcasts in the past with.
And, you know, Framestore, which will be really cool.
Yep.
And just a whole bunch of actually London people. And I must admit, we have actually been having a bit of fun as well. Last night, Spamalot, pretty cool, out with the Partisan crew from...
the phrase, kid in a candy store, comes to mind with you.
So at cool.
Us. Like, you know, checking all three levels for sheet music souvenir for it. I mean, Mike is a huge Python fan, as I've discovered.
Well, you know,
as we
and,
all are.
And the guys from Partisan do such brilliant work, and so hanging out with them was really, really cool.
Ron Brinkman joined us too in the fray.
From Apple, so one of the original founders of, or writers, or inventors of Shake. So Ron was having espresso martinis with the best of them until like midnight last night, but shouldn't tell tales out of school. And then the night before that, we were hanging out at that club where, which is it's a very cool club, except it got famous for Kate Moss doing blow in the... But anyway, we shouldn't talk about that. But no, it was cool. But what was I going to say?
As well as just meeting up with other artists, I think we're going to have some podcasts and some maybe clips from a couple artists in a couple different cities here in Europe about the market, what they experience in the market. I think it's been quite interesting from that standpoint as well, not just talking to manufacturers, but also talking to our fellow... comrades in the field and looking at where their market is kind of in development of the industry in comparison to ours. It's really quite different.
Yeah, we've got so much cool stuff coming out in FX Guide over the coming weeks and months. Like we've got this whole sort of renewed, I certainly got this whole renewed energy.
Me too.
FX Guide is what we started with, FX Guide what we do, FX Guide is what we care about. So, and you know, if Andreas sends me one more email complaining about missing a podcast, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
So, hey, what are you looking forward to next, man?
I'm looking forward to heading down to India, actually. We hop on the plane here.
Bollywood. Mumbai.
I'm really, really excited. Never been there myself. This is actually my first trip to London as well, so it's a trip of first. But, again, Mike's going to be presenting a paper to a conference.
How did I get to have to do the one in India? Because like, you should be doing that one. People should know this, right? That if I get to do these things, it's not because I'm stealing them from John.
No,
we discuss each one, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
Right. Because, you know, like, you're the talented one. But anyway. so we're doing the thing on 3 December in Mumbai, 5th of December in Sydney at Digital Media World. We were talking about stuff we did for Digital Pipelines on Hunt Angels.
And then, we'd be remiss to mention, too, that the award's coming up related to Hunt Angels. That
it's
great
cool.
That you and the crew was nominated for that.
One of our PhD professors also got nominated for an AFI award. So
you fly back.
I know.
You fly back, hit the ground, and then have to...
It's cool. The ABC is flying this down for the awards show, which is nice of them, putting up in Melbourne. Nina's coming in. It'll be good.
So
you'll be in the Chicago recovery.
Yeah. And then off to LA to shoot more. So looking forward to that, though. But it's been a good trip, and we're generating a whole lot of interesting articles and information for Effects Guide. We're really going to kick it up a notch here.
But John and I really need to do a shout-out to poor Jeff, because I don't think we can say what film he's on, but, oh, my God, that guy, Jeff, is like, Jeff, man.
We log on here on the Instant Messenger, and Jeff, what the hell are you doing?
And he's like, it's 6 a.m., I'm starting a 20-hour flame session. I so wish I was in London. So, Jeff, we love you, man. We wish you were here, as always.
And I guess that's it for this week.
Except for one thing.
What's that?
I promised Gracie that I'd say hi to Peter Webb in case he's listening.
Oh, that's right.
I've done that now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, thanks so much for hanging with us. check out some of the images on the site, and we'll be posting more stuff as we go along.
Check out our sister site, FXPhD. Term 3 is beginning December 11th. So be sure to check out the courses because we're really excited about that. There's a ton of information about that site and our podcast on that site as well.
Yeah, and we've got the furnace stuff term, which is way cool. Those of you that are into optical flow and stuff, we've actually got furnace courses and we have copies of furnace for students doing those courses. So if you're enrolled in the course, which is amazing, right? Because like, it's a full version.
Yep.
So you could put it on your flame, you could put it on your... Fact, it's worth doing the course just so that you could use furnace for 3 months on your flame. Because if you haven't tried furnace on your flame, you're just not living. And it also runs on shake and runs really well on shake. Mm-hmm. It's kind of different between the two. Like some things, the API or the SDK don't allow between shake and flame. Like on flame, for example, it's very good with time-based stuff. And on shake, it's much better with sort of floating point stuff. But hey, I'm getting ahead of myself.
But again, bottom line, check it out. Take a look because we're quite excited. A lot of good stuff going on both here and on FXPhD. So why don't we get packing? Actually, why don't we do our laundry?
What? It's like so domestic of you, dude. Fuck that, I'm going out.
Sounds
we're
good
in London,
to me.
Man.
Until next week, I'm John Montgomery.
And I'm Mike Simmel. Well, vaguely. But I do want one of those espresso martinis.
Tonight.
Okay.
That's what we're drinking. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's FX Podcast. Please let us know if you have any suggestions for stories or future podcasts. You can reach us by using the Contact Us links at the top of the homepage. This podcast is copyright 2006 FX Guide LLC. Broadcast or redistribution is prohibited without the expressed written consent of FX Guide LLC.